Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. Definitely not for the IAF vice chief, who is understood to have accidentally shot himself in his thigh. And after being rushed for a surgery, he is now stable. How did the IAF vice chief accidentally shoot himself? Well, before people start blaming International Mahagathbandhan led by Rahul Gandhi, let's wish good morning to the Cochin International Airport and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While French President Emmanuel Macron and Modi have been jointly recognized after they received UN's highest environmental honor, Champions of the Earth, bestowed upon five other individuals and organizations, Mr. Modi for his leadership of the International Solar Alliance and the pledge to eliminate single-use plastic in India by 2022. And the Cochin International Airport has been recognized for its leadership in the use of sustainable energy. And in case you haven't heard, now a sedition case, yet another sedition case, this time on Congress social media cell head Divya Spandana for tweeting a picture which had Prime Minister Modi painting PM Chor Hai on Prime Minister Modi. Maybe people need to go back to the parliament days when PM Manmohan Singh was called Chor in the parliament and people had gotten away with it. It is 27 September 2018, and while Indian Supreme Court will today decide if a constitution bench should revisit the issue of whether namaz should be offered or can be offered anywhere, or whether a mosque is an essential part of Islam and is needed, the question has risen as part of the appeals in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid dispute. But on its decision yesterday on Aadhaar, it was disappointing, or was it disappointing? Obviously, Chandrachur Justice left some hope for terming its passage as unconstitutional, even as with a 4-1 verdict, the Supreme Court has declared the center's flagship Aadhaar scheme as constitutionally valid, but with conditions. In essence, if you're rich, or at least not poor, in as much as you're not taking subsidies or other benefits from the government, then your privacy matters. If you are, to hell with your privacy and data. So what was the good thing about the verdict? Well, Section 57, which allowed private firms to ask for Aadhaar, has been struck down. But Mr. Jaitley wants to bring it in another law to cover this aspect. Another important section was struck down was Section 47. This is the section that only allowed UIDAI to initiate legal action on you and our behalf, if data is violated, that is. So we don't have to rely on UIDAI to redress our issues anymore. Now on to why the verdict is a disappointment. Section 7 of Aadhaar Bill is more or less still intact, which means that the government can still profile and track us and use the Aadhaar infrastructure for surveillance, as back-end interlinking of database will still continue. Secondly, Aadhaar excludes people, even the ones that take subsidies. So the verdict is really not addressing the exclusion part, which in some cases has even resulted in death. And finally, the dodgiest part, the undermining of the role of the parliament and other institutions. So now any government without a majority in Rajya Sabha will try to use the money bill route. What is heartening is that one of the five judges appears to have taken fully on board the concerns of petitioners. The hope is that soon the money bill part will be addressed. Well, there is news that Congress is going to take that up with the apex court, as Justice Chandrachur, or the dissenting judge as he is now being called, echoed the sentiment closest to our position. The passage of the Aadhaar Act was, as a money bill, a fraud on the Constitution, but more importantly, that the project is unconstitutional. Well, speaking of unconstitutional, let's move on to Gutter Pradesh, where the communal heart of the police, its administration, has totally seeped onto the khaki uniform. Well, a day after a video showing four cops beating and abusing a 20-year-old female nursing student inside a police van for choosing a Muslim partner went viral, internationally as well, the woman said she had gone to her friend's place just to exchange class notes. She told Times of India, quote, "While I was waiting at the police station for my family to arrive, cops forced me to file a rape case against my friend. They told me that they would let me walk free only if I listened to them." Later, the policeman gave the same advice to her family. And now, another video has appeared where the VHP extremists are seen beating the boy in question, and that too in the presence of the policeman right there. Is this the Ram Rajya that Yogi and Modi sought to bring in? Yes, in the name of Ram, this is exactly what the country and the state has voted for. And if you have any doubts about the amazing administration abilities of Ajay Kumar Bisht, then let us put to rest any comparison between Ram and this Yogi. Yesterday, we told you about the 64-year-old man who has been pursuing a criminal case in various courts against Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath since 2007. For inciting communal violence with his hate speech. The Apex Court last month sought the Uttar Pradesh government stand on his plea challenging the dropping of the 2007 Gorakhpur riots case involving Adityanath. Now yesterday, the man has been arrested for allegedly raping a woman. The UP police, which took months if not close to a year to get their asses moving on the Unnao rape case, has even got a confirmation from the medical examiner this time. And while we are on cases, this one is borderline hilarious and all the laughter will not come from Comedy Central, but for a few weeks it will come from Madhya Pradesh, well, at least until the elections are over. A Madhya Pradesh court on Wednesday ordered an FIR against senior Congress leaders Digvijay Singh, Kamal Nath, Jyotiraditya Scindia and also the Vyapam scam whistleblower Prashant Pandey. The court pronounced the order while hearing a petition on the Vyapam scam, producing forged evidence before the High Court and Supreme Court and blaming Digvijay Singh of having done that. The petitioner has accused the congressman of trying to mislead and manipulate the investigation being carried out by STF, SIT and CBI, and the petitioner here happens to be the head of BJP's legal cell in Madhya Pradesh, who said, "Judiciary and administration is fair in India. It most definitely isn't." And on to the scam, which is getting as murkier as the water that makes the lotus bloom. Rafael. In today's Indian Express, it has been reported that nearly a month before the deal for 36 Rafael aircraft was signed between the Defence Minister Manohar Parrikar and his French counterpart in New Delhi in the September of 2016, a senior officer of the Ministry of Defence, who had been part of the Contract Negotiations Committee or the CNC, had raised questions about the deal's benchmark price and put his objections on record. Sources have confirmed to the Indian Express that his objections delayed the cabinet note approving the deal and its signing, which only happened after his objections were overruled by another senior MOD official, the Director General of Acquisition. The note by the officer as part of the Rafael deal file is currently with the office of the CAG or the Comptroller and Auditor General, who is studying the deal, which has set off a political controversy. Sources told Indian Express the CAG is likely to submit its report by the winter session of Parliament in December. Now on to some international news, where China is attempting to meddle in the forthcoming US midterm elections. Well, that's according to President Donald Trump, who told world leaders during a UN meeting, quote, "They don't want me or us to win because I am the first president to ever challenge China on trade," unquote, Mr. Trump said on Wednesday. He also did not offer any proof for this claim. China's foreign minister denounced the unwarranted accusation. And on to the last news for the day, football. The brilliance of Chelsea's Eden Hazard ended Liverpool's 100% start to the season, as Sarri's side enjoyed a 2-1 win at Anfield in the League Cup third round yesterday. But the biggest loss yesterday came for both Real Madrid and Barcelona. La Liga champions Barcelona slumped to a shock 2-1 defeat at struggling Ligands, and Real Madrid were resoundingly beaten 3-0 by Sevilla on Wednesday as Spain's two biggest clubs lost on the same day for the first time since January 2015. And that is all that we have for you for today. Thank you for listening and goodbye from TakeApart.in.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.